Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Egg Chasers. It's the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast. Podcast about rugby that doesn't take itself or the game too seriously. And here is our season preview for London Irish. This being the song that they run out to at the Brentford Community Stadium. Good, is it? It is good. It's Dropkick Murphys. I'm shipping up to Boston.
It is also in the film Departed. And weirdly, when we were discussing what music do London Irish run out to, I said, it should be Dropkick Murphys. Well, it is.
Great tune for it. I like this.
Like it. From the album The Warrior's Code. A lot of this season preview has been led and influenced by the emails that have been coming in. Thank you for them. Keep them coming for your club. Or if you're a London Irish fan, or just a fan of rugby and you have any reaction to this preview and anything you want to add, I'm sure we can have an addendum, then contact edchasers@gmail.com. Phil.
London Irish. We've got two. I've been perusing through two very well put together emails. Firstly, from Johnny Hayes.
Well, the two that we've chosen anyway.
The two. Yeah, sorry. We may well have had more, actually.
But the two we've picked.
Our inbox is chock full. Yeah, so apologies if you miss yours, but... Johnny Hayes has done a very in-depth one, and friend of the pod, Joe Riley, has also done it. And trying to piece things together, so Joe Riley says, the rugby itself for London Irish can be electrifying. On their day, as they proved last season, Irish can beat anyone. However, they don't have the performance yet and were very, very well known last season for being kings of the draws. How many was it? Was it five draws in the end last season?
Yeah.
But which is remarkable.
If three out of those five draws had been victories and two defeats, that would have given them at least 6 points more, possibly more than 6 points more, which would have put them where in the table?
6 points more would have seen them level with Exeter, although probably they would have still been in the same position on wins.
So maybe it wouldn't have made any difference.
If they'd have converted four, they would have probably leapfrogged Exeter and Sale to go into sixth place. So they converted four of those.
And where did they finish?
They were eighth.
Eighth.
And their draws were against Sale, maybe twice against Sale, actually. Definitely
Sale also had three draws.
Yeah.
So... I think Sale had two against London Irish.
One was Saracens, Worcester, opening game of the season, and I don't know, I feel like there were big teams, the other ones, Harlequins maybe?
No, Harlequins, Leicester, Northampton, Exeter and Bristol are the only teams in the league that didn't draw, so pick your poison from the other ones.
I remember for months before it happened... And we have to go to the Brentford Stadium. It's really good fun.
Yeah.
And as Joe has already said, they play some amazing rugby. But I was talking up for weeks and weeks, months even, those couple of games, the Paddy's Day game against Saints, and the, I think just before that, the big local derby match against Harlequins. And, well, the Saints game in particular, they got absolutely humped at home, didn't they?
Yeah,
like have 50-odd points.
Didn't they come back quite strongly towards the end? Am I just making this up because that's how all their games go?
No, they were looking like they should. Like, it was at one point, your prediction of them being top four, me and Phil were getting ready to go, oh my God, how have you predicted that? And then they just blew it.
Yeah. Well, I said at the start of last season, they are the worst coach team in the league. So when they
start scoring points is when they throw everything out the window, which coaches have told them, just start playing naturally. But then it seemed to be that maybe towards the end of the games, that's when they only started playing the rugby that the coaches wanted them to play, because they seemed to get a bit more consistent. And their rugby became a lot nicer towards the end of the season.
Some of their comebacks, like 20-odd points in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. To draw.
Happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
To draw.
Yeah, they're not very good at controlling games, but they're very good when they're just told to go wild.
Well, in the previews, Johnny Hayes has done quite an in-depth preview of the ins and outs of the club.
Give them to me.
Now, the outs, there's a lot of outs, but Johnny has kindly broken them down into basically ones he doesn't care of, getting rid of some dead wood. Which
wheat and chaff.
Which is the bad one? Do you want the wheat or the chaff? You want the wheat, don't you?
Yeah, let's hit the wheat.
Well, I'm not going to list, because the longer list is the ones who are not necessarily bad players, but not fulfilling their potential at London Irish, let's say. But he's listed three big losses to the team.
So the number eight?
Tuisui, Albert Tuisui. That is a big loss.
Yeah. I don't know who the others. Who the others?
Nick Phipps.
Oh, really?
Although they've got Ben White, and they have brought in an Australian guy, Joe Powell, from the Rebels, but probably not as good as Phipps.
Yep.
And the other one, he surprised me, but he'll have watched a lot more London Irish than me. He says the other big loss is...
Sean O'Brien.
No, not okay. Sean O'Brien. He's a big loss off the wage bill, which is not necessarily a bad thing. The other one is Ollie Cracknell.
Oh, was he gone?
Yeah, to Leicester. So he says...
Oh, I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, real shame. Another underrated, solid Premiership player who does what a number eight should.
Hits hard.
Carries hard, tackles hard, and works hard. Great replacement when Tuisui was away. And probably the fact that he's gone to Leicester, Borthwick sees value in underrated players.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
You know the story of Ollie Cracknell, where he's from?
He's from Leeds, isn't he?
Yeah, played for RGC.
Yeah, he went Wales under 20s.
Yeah.
Who are the
Ospreys?
Who are the significant ins? Like you said, they're getting quite a lot of money off their wage bill.
Yes.
And
Steve Maffey as well is another one who'd be decent money off the wage
bill. We've spoken before about the crazy money London Irish spent when they got back into the Premiership. Like before it was announced it was relegation.
Before it was cool.
Yeah. Before it was announced it was relegation, and you didn't need to spend 450k on Steve Maffey. You probably could have got Adam Coleman for less than 900k a year.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just eye-watering.
I still don't believe that figure. I know that figure has been widely reported. To me, that could only possibly be like a 2 or 3 year deal. It doesn't compute to me. But I've heard it from.
It's eye-watering.
Yeah.
The money they spent.
Other outs. British and Irish Lion, Alan Dell, gone back to Glasgow.
Okay, fine.
Was he one of the Geography 5? Was it Geography 5?
He might have been, actually.
With, what was the hooker? Begins with
Darcy.
K.
Darcy?
No.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah, was it Darcy?
No, the Welsh.
Yeah, Darcy.
Welsh hooker. No, it wasn't Darcy.
Yeah, Christian.
Christian Dace.
Darcy?
Yeah.
Is it Dacey?
Dacey or Darcy, but it is him. Aled Hill?
Dacey.
No, Aled Hill. Dacey, I played with Aled Hill, so it's not him.
Anyway, who else is David?
Anyway, they're also losing the notable ones. Steve Maffey, which we mentioned before. George Knott is going to the Dragons. Sean O'Brien retired. Noel Reid, who came in as injury cover. Terence Hepatima goes. And Phil Thokunasinghe, who goes to Leicester as well.
Where's Hepatima going? I like him. France. It must be France.
It doesn't say. Let's see if I've got it on this list over here. Hepatima 2, Grenoble.
He didn't play a lot last season.
No, he didn't. He's kind of, I wouldn't say like for like, but a similar replacement if Curtis Rona was injured.
One of the things that they don't, Curtis Rona is irreplaceable for London Irish.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's been very handy over the last couple of years as Curtis Rona.
Indeed.
Players in. So, there's a couple of Italian props from Zebre. Luca Marisi from Benetton as a centre. Joe Powell, scrum half, we mentioned before. Ratuni Yarawa at lock has come in from Northampton, although I feel it's more cover rather than, because they will be hoping that they get a full season from Simmons and
Coleman.
I think he is very good for Northampton. So when I heard he was leaving, I was quite surprised. I think they've got a good player there. A really good player.
He's 35, and he is a big boy as well. He's a big lump in the engine room. The one that they'll be putting a lot of hopes on is, I'm going to say this wrong, but Soatala Faasoa, who is a 130-kilogram 6'3", number 8, coming from Brive.
That'll do.
Before Brive, he was at Racing 92 for a couple of seasons, and before that, he played in New Zealand. So he is a big, strong boy. They will be hoping that he can do as much as Tuasui did in terms of his carrying, heavy carrying.
So Tuasui leaving is interesting because everyone thought he was going to be an absolute superstar. Now he's good. I don't think he's lived up to his billing as an absolute superstar.
I don't remember anyone thinking Albert Tuasui was going to be a superstar. Yeah, I just remember people going, oh, he's really good. And he was he's more of a squad player who became a first-team player.
He was...
Definitely my recollection of Albert Tuasui. He was
I thought he was going to be...
Squad player who became a first choice.
So you're saying that you got it wrong initially?
I think a lot of people thought he was going to be the second coming of Josh Tuasova that happened to play number 8. That's what I thought. I mean, he's very, very good.
He's a very good player.
But he's emerged as a very good player in the last couple of years. Because he wasn't before that. He was always been good, but he's... and now he's earning some good money in Gloucester.
Well, let's hope so. Get as much cash as you can.
Yeah.
And until Zach Mercer.
Zach Mercer, will take up some Gloucester cash. So, interesting. Interesting to hear that. Now,
is that it for recruitment?
Let's just see if there's anyone else not listed on there. So there are a few other players coming in. Let me go for...
Stuart Holding?
This one, not Stuart Holding. Miller Hooker from Worcester. Josh Basham from Newcastle. Josh Caulfield from Pirates. Ed Scragg also from Pirates. And a centre from Tom Hitchcock from Exeter University.
Oh, wow.
As well as the promotions from the academy, because Arundel and Tom Pearson, who obviously both were within the England setup.
Oh, they were on
point.
Academy. They're 30K, Arundel.
Yes!
They were on the Academy.
That's why you
contract.
Needed to get Sean O'Brien and Steve Maffey off the bill.
But do you know who it's really expensive for? Stokes. It's really expensive for.
Yes.
And basically everyone in the back. I mean, they had a great back three before Arundel.
So
Tom Parton is one of my favourite players.
Hassel Collins, Ben Loader, who was injured for most of
Loader,
the season.
Loader, OHC, Parton, and...
Cal Rowe had a good season last year. Hassel Collins, there's some very good... They already had an excellent back three and depth.
They've got a great back six.
And now, I can't wait to see more of Arundel.
Do they have a good backup for Paddy Jackson? Because it feels like their whole success or failure hinges on him and Curtis Rona, who I don't think they have anyone that can replace them.
So Paddy Jackson, and I think both chaps, both Joe and Johnny, highlight this. He's played almost every minute of, I think, the last two seasons, and they don't have a good backup. They've got Rory Jennings, and that's kind of it.
So no.
And they don't have anyone who's played any rugby in the last 2 years because Paddy Jackson's played it all. So they really don't. They might have an amazing 18-year-old fly half who, with the right experience, could now be a great player.
Well, of course, Theo Brophy Kalu's had to.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Retired, yeah. Yeah, which was a shame. But
so Paddy Jackson is turning into the Brett Favre of London Irish. Doesn't miss a second of any game. Doesn't let anyone else wear the shirt. Doesn't even, you know, doesn't even countenance the idea.
Absolutely not.
Nor would you want, if he's fit and available.
He's not doing anything else.
Arguably, best 10 in the Premiership last season.
Yeah.
Well, here's a good point to lead on from that, which is London Irish, I think more than anyone else, get the most money on the field consistently.
Apart from Sean O'Brien.
Except for Sean O'Brien,
and Adam Coleman and Rob Simmons, who were... They had a few injuries last season.
Well, I always would... On my accumulators, early doors in the Premiership before I lost interest, I would always pick London Irish if those two locks were playing.
Mm.
Because I think they're that important. If they weren't playing, I'd think twice about it. But I think, yeah, not for the majority of games, but for a lot of them, they were playing, and they are able to get more money on the field than, say, Sale or Tigers.
Well, whenever money is available, they don't rest them, is the point as well. When they are available, they're in.
Like with Sale, they had Faf and Lude and others who were in South Africa and travelling the world for the first quarter of the season.
Exactly. So yeah, that's how I would. That's how I would look at London Irish.
London Irish, I think, are not. If they have a freak situation where Paddy Jackson and Curtis Rona stay fit and available every week, then they could improve upon where they got, and they could stride up the table. But that's the one thing that really worries me about them. They're just their eggs are in too few baskets.
Yeah, sometimes you're a victim of your own success.
Mm. Now we talked before the pod about having a differentiator for Irish. What's the selling point? If you were Kidney and you were trying to get a new talented player, how would you sell London Irish to the star talent that you want to attract?
I think I know what Tim will say. Tim will say that the stadium's great, and I don't know if it is or not because I've not seen it, but I believe it to be great. The angle I quite like about London Irish is that it still has a feeling of a community club. The fans there feel like it's their club. I think they're very much more connected. I think it's a very small fan base, though. That's the only problem. Small but dedicated fan base. Now, I don't know if that works for everybody. It certainly wouldn't work on me. I was like, interested.
Show me the pound notes.
Yeah, I think if that's not worth any pounds to me, frankly.
Yeah, and one of the attractions is... Well, you can be in leafy West London.
Yeah, you can be in London. That's great.
But if you're on an academy contract or 42K, you don't. The last place on the planet you want to be is trying to buy a house in leafy West London.
But they go abroad for their... Like they go to Gus Creevy and to these Aussies and stuff, and you go, do you want to get paid a decent wedge? It won't go as far, but you can have a great few years in a brilliant part of London. That is their selling point.
Yeah.
Now they're back in London. When they were at the Medeci Stadium, it was horrendous.
Do you want to live in Reading?
Nope.
Not really.
Well, no, because they all trained and lived in Sunbury and then just went to the Medeci Stadium for... Yeah. Their training ground's always been Sunbury or Hazelwood as it is now.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think London Irish, and I know this is politically impossible to do, but if they could come to an agreement with the IRFU where they were qualified for Ireland, that would also be a very useful tool for them. But they don't have that. So.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be useful for Ireland as well, so a fifth province region.
I think they'd fall foul of the rules that caught up Northampton and George North if they tried to do things like release their players. And I think the Ireland system is such that they need their players an awful lot. They don't get the welfare. They couldn't have the welfare provisions for the Irish players. They couldn't do any of that.
Yeah.
So there'd have to be...
There might also be some EU red tape.
Yes, probably.
As well.
Potentially one of the selling points. I know one of the selling points they're trying to use to attract fans from London is that they're actually... Rather than being the Irish exiles, and I know they're London Irish, they're trying to play on the exiles thing. And they're basically trying to say, if you're from the great diaspora of different nations that there are in London, we're your club. Because we are a home, we are a friendly home for waifs and strays from around the world. It's basically kind of their setting. But I don't know how that works on players, but it's definitely a nice little angle to have to try and hook, particularly maybe South Africans, Aussies, New Zealanders in the city that are living in London.
And they've been able to attract some good Australian and South Africans.
Yeah, I think London Irish are one of those teams that have got to stop winning. I think that's going to be the main focus. If they can stop winning, stop filling up the stadium, people want to play for them. I don't think what they have on its own is enough to move me one way or another.
One of the talented youngsters that I didn't mention before, Will Joseph. England's Will Joseph.
Oh, yeah. Well, they seem to be a team full of brothers. You got Will Joseph, you got Phil Cockenasinger.
Did have Phil Cockenasinger.
Yeah, until he went. Prior to that, you had the Watsons. You've also had the lads that went to Bath, Will and...
Homer.
Yeah.
There's quite a few of them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, they've always brought talent through, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's just about retaining that talent.
Yeah, Jonathan Joseph's brother is so obviously Jonathan Joseph's brother. I mean, there's no denying that.
Yeah.
We didn't do a very good job. So what did we settle on that would be our unique selling point? We don't really have one other than come to London.
Come to London. We can't pay you like you want to live in London, but...
Forget the reports about what Adam Coleman's getting paid. You can't get that.
Well, it's
a different time.
Yeah. Wait for Adam Coleman to go and maybe you can have some of it, but not all of it, certainly.
Yeah. The stadium is, I think it is...
Have you been?
...a draw. I've not been, but I've seen a bit, because I've got a bit of a soft spot for Brentford and the way that they've come through with their professional gambling and their data analysis links. So... I like it. I do want
to
go.
The atmosphere in it. It must be something to do with the acoustics. And new builds, quite often they think about this sort of stuff. But it's right by a station. It's right by several pubs. The atmosphere in the ground is great. And the rugby that London Irish play is electrifying.
So I know we spoke about this during lockdown. But lockdown, they had like half capacity or even less than that. But they also spread the fans around. And it sounded so much louder. So much louder. Who are the coaches? Les Kiss, Declan Kidney, who else?
Who else have they got there? So listed here, Brad Davis.
Oh, okay.
Declan Danaher. Cornel Van Zyl.
Never heard of him.
John Fisher.
Nope.
Ross
McMillan. John Fisher was a good flanker, mates with Corbs, and they... I think they opened a CrossFit gym together.
Yeah, I do know that guy.
They opened a gym together, I think.
He lives in Bristol.
Probably not.
No, he did live in Bristol.
He did.
Lives in Clifton.
Yeah.
In fact, he played at Bristol.
It's all about Kidney and Kiss, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. God, they've got a lot of coaches there.
They've got a lot listed here. How many of them are still here is another matter.
And where do both our fans, not our fans, London Irish fans, happens to be our listeners? No, there are fans too. Where are the joint London Irish Egg Chasers fans predicting that Irish will finish?
I'm not sure they go there. Oh, here we go. Yeah, so Johnny has put his money where his mouth is and said 7th and knockout stage of the Prem Cup. detailed predictions. And go out in the group stages of the Heineken Cup, but hopefully target some home wins.
They're playing the top teams, aren't they? The top seeds, because they finished 8th.
Because they finished 8th,
awesome.
It's a farce that 8th place plays in the Heineken Cup. Well, I'm glad for London Irish that you're getting that stage, but it's just a joke.
It's not the best thing, though, is it?
Two draws.
We spoke about that before.
Can you get into the pool stage, the knockout stage with two draws?
I can't remember what the format is this year.
You might be able to.
Yeah.
Just scanning down Joe's email, he says defence is an issue. They score fun. It's like the old Kevin Keegan with Newcastle back in the day. You score three, we'll score four. Except actually, it's you score three, we'll score three as well.
We'll match you, but no more.
He highlights the lack of backup for Paddy Jackson.
Yeah.
And the scrum half position is going to be an interesting one. And Rona and Van Rensburg being critical in the back line. And when one of them was absent, it really showed. First game London Irish have is Worcester.
Again?
Mm.
Well.
We need to get to Brentford this season for a game.
Agreed.
Yes, yeah. I'd be up for that.
And also just, this well, yeah, just to back up the selling point for... the club for fans. Since the Brentford mood, Irish have definitely found a better base for people who aren't rugby fans but enjoy watching live sport at a fraction of the price of football. And I imagine a fraction of the price of Harlequins up the road. Although I don't know that to be true.
No, I think I don't want to say Harlequins had the lowest cost of a season ticket for years, I think. I don't know why I think that.
And this is interesting. Bearing in mind, talking about growing rugby, Joe's next sentence in that paragraph is, some of these gentlemen look like they should be on top of one of the nearby high-rises laying down some original pirate material. But the point is, casual fans like the atmosphere of an Irish home game. Great. Mm. For reaching outside of the traditional fan base, and you've got an alternative to Quinn's Red Chinos and Maseratis. That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, and also getting to Quinn's is horrendous.
It is. Yeah. It's pretty tricky. There's Brentford Stadium.
Is it easy?
I think it's can you go on the Piccadilly line?
I've got no idea, mate. No idea.
I think it's on the main line as well. It's on the National Rail main line.
Wow.
I'll get a city mapper up. Let's work it on if Phil's on it.
Just having a quick look.
Okay, so I kind of agree. I think 7th is, broadly speaking, where they'll be. The reason I had them higher up last year is I thought they'd surprise a lot of teams with, well, the money that they can put out. They are pretty hard sometimes. When they've got their biggest pack out, they're okay.
Creevy and Simmons and, Creevy and Coleman.
Yeah, it's not like they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They've been around.
Hard men.
I wonder how the emergence of Arundel changes things. And I also wonder if they're going to offload a few more of their back three, because they've got some... It's a shame that there's not an active transfer market in rugby, because if there was, they could make some money out of Stokes or Hassel Collins or Parton or somebody in order to keep Arundel, both by recycling that capital and also by raising money for wages. But they have a lot of assets there. Or Kyle Rowe. Sell them to a Scottish team.
I think Irish will improve upon last season. It's a World Cup year and they have very few World Cup players. And they have... There's lots of international rugby to be played in this next year. And they have very few international players. I think London Irish are going to finish 5th or 6th. I'll say 6th.
I think they're not quite... I think they'll be similar, 7th or 8th.
Yeah. Any team spending up to the cap is always into a shop with something. I just don't think their style lends itself to particularly effective knockout rugby like that. You know, that top echelon.
So what are you saying?
6th, 7th.
6th, 7th, yeah. So
you're saying 8th, you're saying 7th, I'm saying 6th, basically.
Yeah.
We're all around that point.
I may change it when we come to write down our 1 to 12, 1 to 13, as we did last year. Me and JB got horrendously wrong.
Now, we could do another one, but I'm really tired.
No, that's fine.
I'm more tired. Let's build up, so in the last week we've got to do like 9 teams.
No, we can get these done. We could do little 20-minute club ones midweek. We could get
I feel like Marcelo Bosch commentating on Argentina versus Australia. Right,
London Irish fans, if you've got any thoughts on that, contact tedchasers@gmail.com. If your club hasn't been heard of yet, hasn't been spoken about yet, we have some emails in, but we'd love yours as well. Contact tedchasers@gmail.com. Let the boys play.
Let the boys play.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.